game between Knox County and Norwood here from the Killian Sports Complex in Springfield, Missouri. A bit late on the airwaves. We had to wait for the Class 4 softball third-place game to finish up, but we're about ready to get going. Knox County in this third-place game after losing to Salisbury a couple hours ago, and Norwood here in the third-place game after being beaten by Maysville a couple hours ago as well. I want to thank some of our sponsors for helping make this broadcast possible. Hunter Body Shop and Auto Sales, Knox County R1 School District, Knox County Nursing Home, Hudson Reimer Funeral Home of Edina, all of Edina, Sheraton Valley, keeping you connected, Columbia Orthopedic Group of Columbia, Moberly Area Community College in Moberly, Macon, Kirksville, Hannibal, Mexico, Columbia, and online, Samaritan Hospital, where patients are the priority, Capital Paving and Construction, check them out online at capitalmo.gov, Northeast Missouri Co-op of Edina and Shelbyville, Pickle Abstract Company of Kirksville, Knox County, Abstract of Edina, and Schuyler County Abstract of Lancaster, and Herzog Lumber of Knox County. Again, here at the Killian Sports Complex at Stadium Field, Ben Wittenstein with you on 99.9 The Captain, CentralMoInfo.com. It's Norwood against Knox County for third place in the state of Missouri in Class 1. Norwood comes in with a record of 19-8. They're led by head coach Lori Drake. At a school enrollment of 95 students as well. Knox County led by their head coach Zach Short. And Zach comes in leading this Knox County team to its previously it was third state semifinal appearance in their last game. Certainly one of the farthest they have gone in this state tournament. Looking at the starting lineups, we'll go Norwood first. Starting leading off for them, catcher Josie Sullivan, designated player. Up next, Marla Chadwell, Peyton Drake, the pitcher for this Norwood team. Bat third, batting fourth, shortstop Megan Campbell at first base. Sierra Cornelison, she will bat fifth. Sixth is Jade Copney, left field. Kira Cornelison at third base. Cassie Chadwell, batting eighth and playing right. And Rainey Jarrett at center, batting ninth. Kinsley Johnson leading off for Knox County in right field. Sydney Miller batting second and first base. Katie Hamilton will be in the circle for Knox County. She's batting third. Batting fourth is Tatum Mason at short. Riley Strange, the catcher, batting fifth. Sixth, Savannah Mock at second base. Michaela Griffith, seventh, the designated player. Haley Miller batting eighth, the center fielder. And Daniela Dooley, the third baseman for Knox County, batting ninth. We'll take a 60-second break and be back for first pitch here from Springfield and the third-place game on Kirk and CentralMoInfo.com.
I got Phil on the line, and he needs the entire Millbrook account emailed to him. Stat.
Sure.
Well, get on it.
He already has it.
If he already had the files, he wouldn't be on the phone telling me...
Thanks, tell Jen I owe her.
Wait, what? You have it?
Yep, gotta run.
I'm not even gonna ask how you did that.
With speed so fast, you'll think your employees are using telepathy. Help your business take a step forward with Sheraton Valley's advanced solutions. Get a free quote for your business at cvalley.net. Sheraton Valley, we mean business.
Isn't it frustrating when your phone doesn't work the way you want it to? Well, the same can be said when your back, shoulder, or knees don't work like they used to. That's where we come in at Columbia Orthopedic Group. Count on us to find out what's wrong and do the right things to get you back to health. Call us at 573-443-2402 for your appointment today. We're online at ColumbiaOrthoGroup.com. Columbia Orthopedic Group. Defining excellence.
Welcome back here to Killian Sports Complex at Stadium Field from Springfield, Missouri. Ben Wittenstein with you. 99.9 The Captain or online, CentralMoInfo.com. Knox County and Norwood playing for third place in Class 1. And we just went through the starting lineups. Let's look how both these teams got here. Salisbury with a 5-3 win over Knox County this afternoon, which means Knox County was placed in this third-place game. Salisbury will play for the state championship tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock. We'll have that game right here on 99.9. The Captain starting at about 145, 150 with pregame for that. And again, that is dependent on the two games before it. If one of those runs long, we will be on the air a little bit after 2 for that state title game. Norwood comes into this third-place game after falling to Maysville 15-4 earlier this afternoon. and it will be Norwood batting first, as they are the visitors, the designated visitors. And it will be Josie Sullivan, the catcher, leading this game off for Norwood, dressed in their white jerseys and red lettering, blue pants, red, white, and blue. Sullivan lays down a bunt, and as she ran to first, she hit the ball, and that will be out number one. Batter interference. And so just like that, one out for Norwood to start the top of the first. Marla Chadwell to the plate, the designated player in the two-hole. Takes first pitch strike from Knox County pitcher Katie Hamilton. Hamilton comes in a 2.54 ERA, 14-4 on the season. And the 0-1 pitch is hit foul off to the left. Chadwell at the plate, batting .323 this season. 10 hits, 31 at bats. And the 0-2 pitch with one out. Swing and a miss, strike three. First strikeout of the evening for Katie Hamilton. Hamlin comes in with 10 strikeouts. She had three in her last game. And Hamlin's first pitch to Peyton Drake outside for a ball. One and zero on Drake. Next pitch, foul back. One and one. It's a 1-1 count on Drake. Hamlin the delivery. That one's fouled back. 1-2. Knox County in their all black uniforms and red lettering, red belts as well. Some of them wearing their gray sweatshirt. It's a cold evening from Springfield tonight. 49 degrees at first pitch. As the 1-2 high. 2-2 now on Peyton Drake. Two down here in the top of the first. Hamlin already one strikeout, the 2-2. Outside corner, strike three. She strikes out two of the three batters she faces in the top of the first, and we go to the bottom half of the inning. Knox County up next.
Now that Jacob has finished high school, we're exploring our options, but we just haven't found the right fit yet.
Well, Hannah just finished her first year at Moberly Area Community College and loves it. Jake could knock out his general education classes or enroll in a career technical program at less than half the cost.
Oh, well, they do have a Columbia location on the business loop, and the Moberly campus is only a half hour away.
He could go to MACC for 2 years, then transfer to a four-year college, or get a work-ready certificate and go straight into a career.
Either way, MACC sounds like a smart start.
Do you find yourself unable to get to the doctor because your schedule is so hectic? Total Family Healthcare in Macon is making it easier for you to be seen when it works for you. Total Family Healthcare's walk-in clinic is open weekdays from 8:30 to 4. Now you have the opportunity to see a doctor when it suits you at Total Family Healthcare's walk-in clinic in Macon, making it easier for you to take care of yourself. Total Family Healthcare in Macon, online at smhmo.org.
Welcome back to Springfield, Missouri, here at the Killian Sports Complex Stadium Field on 99.9 The Captain, or online at centralmoinfo.com. To the bottom of the first we go. Scoreless first inning for Norwood. So we'll see Knox County, their first time at the plate tonight. Kinsley Johnson will be leading it off. Last game out against Salisbury this afternoon. 2-for-4. She had a double and a single. She also had 2 runs scored. And she was certainly dynamic towards the end of that Salisbury game, scoring 2 runs. She'll be playing out in right field as well tonight. The lefty into the batter's box. She'll be facing Peyton Drake in the circle. Drake, 123 innings pitched this season, 15-6 on the year, a 1.71 ERA with 18 walks. Johnson steps in, batting 352, was named third team all-conference a couple weeks ago. She takes first pitch strike down the middle. Only one batting glove for Johnson on the right hand. And the 0-1 pitch inside, 1-1. Johnson, one of four Knox County players to be named all-conference. And a 1-1. Swung foul. Back into the batter's box. Count now 1-2. Johnson, only a sophomore on a pretty senior-heavy Knox County team. And the 1-2 in the dirt outside, 2-2. Talking to head coach Zach Short before the trip down to Springfield, he talked about the resiliency of his senior group. And Johnson grounds over to second, scooped up by Dawson to throw to first in time for out number one. Sydney Miller now to the plate. The first baseman. She's batting 280 this season, wearing a gray sweatshirt, no batting gloves, white and blue bat. First pitch, down the middle, first strike, going one. Miller was 1-for-3 against Salisbury with a double in the seventh, and she has a shot in the left, a grounder just past the glove of Cornelison. And she gets on base with a single with one down here in the bottom of the first. Katie Hamilton to the plate.
Now batting number four, Katie Hamilton.
Hamlin was 1-for-3 against Salisbury. She was hit by a pitch in the first. And she sees a high one. 1-0. Hamlin, first team all conference. Batting 475 this season. 1-0 on Hamlin. And a grounder over to short. The throw to second is in time, and Hamlin will be on first with a fielder's choice. So two outs here in the bottom of the first. Hamlin on first. Scoreless tie between Knox County and Norwood. We'll see Tatum Mason. Mason, another one of those Knox County players wearing the gray sweatshirt. Mason batting 440 this season. Six doubles, three triples, two home runs. And there's two outs here in the bottom of the first. A runner on first. Swings at the first pitch. She sees a high pop fly right field. And it's dropped in right by Chadwell. And here comes rounding third, and scoring is Katie Hamlin. And standing on second is Tatum Mason with an RBI double. This may be ruled an error, though. Indeed it is. So an error out in right field by Chadwell. Scores a run, and here in the bottom of the first, Knox County up 1-0. And up to the plate now, Riley Strange. Mason on second. Ball in the dirt, 1-0.
Now batting number 33, Riley Strange.
Strange batting 318 this year. Still two outs here in the bottom of the first. 1-0 Knox County. A grounder to short. That one's misplayed by Campbell. And everyone's safe at the corners. That's another error to this inning. E6 on the shortstop, Campbell. Two errors in a row gives Knox County another good position for another run, already up 1-0. Savannah Mock at the plate, first pitch, outside corner for a strike, 0-1. Runner on first and third for Knox County here in the bottom of the first. Two down. 0-1 on Mock. No batting gloves for the Knox County second baseman. The pitch, a high fly ball center field. Getting under it is Jarrett, and she'll make the grab for out number three. But some damage done by Knox County. They lead 1-0 going to the top of the second here on Kirk at 99.9. The Captain Central Mo Info.com.
It's free. Capital Paving and Construction is a full-service asphalt paving company that includes asphalt repair, sealing, coating, resurfacing, paving, and maintenance. And here's the free part. Capital Paving and Construction offers a free estimate of your project and strive to accomplish it on a timely basis. They work with your schedule and your budget. From heavy highway construction at DOT Paving to residential asphalt, count on the quality of Capital Paving and Construction in Central Missouri with offices in Columbia, Jefferson City, and beyond. Call today for your estimate or go to capitalmo.com.
With fall harvest comes fall application of fertilizer, anhydrous, and chemicals. At Northeast Missouri Co-op at Edina, they know as a farmer your time is valuable. They'll help save you time by custom applying dry fertilizer to your fields with variable rate technology and custom applying anhydrous as well as custom applying chemicals this fall so you'll be prepared for next year. Give Northeast Missouri Co-op a call today. Their goal is to help you this fall so you'll be ready for next spring. Remember, service is a priority at Northeast Missouri Co-op in Edina.
Fans can see final statistics of tonight's game, along with brackets, results, and other news.
We're back here at Killian Sports Complex in Springfield, Missouri. 1-0 is the Knox County lead over Norwood here to start the top of the second. A couple of errors in the outfield and infield for Norwood, resulting in a run by Knox County. Leading off for Norwood will be Megan Campbell. Campbell comes in as a righty to white batting gloves. The first pitch from Hamlin, high for a ball. Campbell batting 324 this season. She's 23 for 71 on the year. 26 RBIs, and the 1-0 just outside for a ball, 2-0. Hamlin already with two strikeouts so far through one inning of work. She winds and delivers inside for ball three. 3-0. Campbell steps back in and waits from the Hamlin delivery. That one's fouled off to the right in front of the Norwood dugout. Balls being returned to some of these umpires. About set to go. 3-1 count on Campbell here in the top of the second. No one out. 1-0 lead Knox County. The pitch. Short grounder over to first. It's scooped up by Sydney Miller, and she touches the bag for out number one. One down, and Sierra Cornelison to the plate.
Now batting number 22. Sierra Cornelison.
First pitch to Cornelison. That one's fouled to the backstop and just out of the reach of Strange. If it was a little bit higher, Strange may have been able to make that catch, but it was a line drive back to the backstop. Cornelison batting 329 this season. And the 0-1. High, one and one now, with one down here in the top of the second. The 1-1 on the way to Cornelison. Swing and a miss, strike two. 1-2 on the off-speed pitch. Hamlin waits for the sign, and Cornelison calls for time. We're ready to go. 1-2 count. The pitch. Foul back. Count remains 1-2. One and two on Cornelison. The pitch. Fouled high foul territory. Strange back right up against the wall on the backstop, and she makes the catch. Out number two. Nice job by Strange to keep contact with that ball and watch it all the way into the glove. Two outs is Jody Coatney to the plate. Coatney batting 316. First pitch, foul to the left. 18 hits, 57 at-bats, 10 RBIs for Coatney. Struck out 15 times with 7 stolen bases. And she has an 0-1 count against Hamblin. Low and outside, 1-1. Hamblin ready to deliver the 1-1. Just gets the outside corner for a strike, 1-2. Coatney, the lefty, the 1-2. Outside corner again, strike three, got Coatney looking. 1-2-3 once again for Norwood. Knox County comes to the plate when we get back here on Kirk and CentralMoInfo.com.
The significance of school is something that reaches beyond education. School is a place where young people learn, encourage each other, and grow into adults. That is why the Board of Education, Administration, Faculty, and Staff of Knox County Schools in Edina are so proud of their students. These young adults support each other in sporting events, academics, and in their individual walks through life. Keep up the good work, students. The Board of Education, Administration, Faculty, and Staff of the Knox County School in Edina are proud to support the students of Knox County. When the unexpected happens and you need an auto body shop you can trust, call Hunter Body Shop and Auto Sale of Edina. They will work with you and the insurance company to ensure the job is done correctly. They also offer 24-hour towing service. Stop by or give them a call at 660-397-3346. And don't forget to ask about their custom exhaust work and restorations you would like made to your baby on wheels. Hunter Body Shop and Auto Sales of Edina, where you can add more life to your car.
Michaela Griffith will lead off the bottom of the second for Knox County. 1-0 Knox County lead over Norwood here in the third place game from Killian Sports Complex in Springfield, Missouri. Ben Wittenstein with you here on Kirk and CentralMoInfo.com. The designated player, Griffith, to the plate. Gray sweatshirt for her, no batting gloves. Coming off an 0-for-3 game against Salisbury a couple hours ago. Peyton Drake in the circle. The first pitch in the dirt. 1-0 on Griffith. And the Drake pitch on the way. Chopper over to second. Scooped up by Dawson, the throw to first in time for out number one. So we'll see Haley Miller in the 8-hole for Knox County. Miller batting 280 this season. 16 hits on the year, 10 RBIs. And the first pitch from Drake inside for a ball. Miller motioning like she may try to lay down a bunt. But she pulled it back at the last second. She's doing it once again on the 1-0 count. Pulls it back and rips a hard grounder over to second. Misplayed by Dawson. The quick throw to first. Not in time. Miller using her speed to beat it out. And that will be an error on Dawson. The third of the night for this Norwood Lady Pirates team. We'll rack that up as E4. So Miller standing on first, and Daniela Dooley to the plate. The righty, first pitch, inside corner, strike one.
Now batting number 20, Layla
Dooley. Dooley 0-for-3 against Salisbury. And the second pitch she sees, chopped foul down the third baseline. Julie batting 250. The freshman with 14 hits on the year, 16 RBIs. And she's at the plate with her Knox County team up 1-0 here in the bottom of the second, one down. And Miller standing on first. Dooley back into the batter's box. No batting gloves for the freshman. Runner on first, the 0-2. Swing and a miss, off speed pitch, strike three. First strikeout of the night for Drake. And that'll be two outs and the top of the order back up for Knox County. Inslee Johnson now to the plate, 0-1 tonight. Miller on first, the pitch to Johnson inside for a ball, 1-0. The lefty Johnson, one black batting glove on her right hand. And the 1-0. Low for ball two. Knox County does have a tie this season. That came against Highland on October 4th. They tied 6-6. 2-0. Inside corner, strike one on Johnson. Two down here in the bottom of the second, 1-0 Knox County lead. They have a runner on first, the 2-1. High and outside, ball three, 3-1. Three, one on the way. And that's chopped foul. Right at home plate, so full count, 3-2. Johnson steps in for her full count pitch with two outs. Now shot right back to the pitcher, Drake. Nice handles on it. Going to throw to first in time for out number three. We go to the top of the third. Knox County up 1-0 here on Kirk and CentralMoInfo.com.
Whether you are remodeling or building new, stop by Herzog Lumber of Knox City. Herzog Lumber sells lumber, hardware, Valspar paints, Simington and Geldwin windows, and does window screen repair. And you'll find everything you need to construct that new pole barn. From the beginning stages to the finished work, the knowledgeable staff at Herzog Lumber in Knox County can fix you up. In fact, Herzog Lumber is the only lumber yard in Knox County, open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, and Saturdays until noon.
If you've ever bought or sold real estate, then you know one of the most important people to have on your side is your local abstractor. It's the abstractor's job to tell you the history of the home, property, or building you are about to purchase. Knox County Abstract in Edina and Pickle Abstract Company in Kirksville take pride in doing their jobs professionally and accurately for you. They are there to help with all your abstract and title needs. Stop in today at Knox County Abstract in Edina or Pickle Abstract Company in Kirksville, where you will get fast and friendly service.
This third place game from Springfield, Missouri is brought to you by Hunter Body Shop and Auto Sales, Knox County R1 School District, Knox County Nursing Home, Hudson Reimer Funeral Home of Edina, all of Edina, Sheraton Valley keeping you connected, and Columbia Orthopedic Group of Columbia. We go to the top of the third inning, 1-0 Knox County's lead. Norwood at the plate. Eric Cornelison at the plate. The bottom three players in this order will be up to bat in this half inning as the 1-0 pitch high, 2-0. Three errors so far by the Norwood defense. And the 2-0 to Cornelison. Swing and a miss, strike one. Two and one on Cornelison. Red, white, and blue batting gloves. The 2-1 foul back. 2-2. Hamlin already with three strikeouts so far tonight. She had four in her last game against Salisbury. And overall, and the 2-2 high. 3-2. Overall, Hamlin with 113 strikeouts on the season. 3-2 on Cornelison. The pitch from Hamlin. A blooper into second, and it will be caught. Mock on the catch. One down. Cassie Chadwell to the plate. The freshman batting .323 this season. 10 for 31. And first pitch, swing and a miss. 0-1 on Chadwell. Norwood has gone 1-2-3 for the first two innings of this game. The 0-1 inside, 1-1. Hamlin working a little bit quicker now. 1-1 on Chadwell. Hamlin back into the middle of the circle. She juggles the ball in her right hand. Pitch on the way from the righty. Down the middle, strike two, 1-2. A 1-2 count on the freshman Chadwell. The pitch, swing and a miss. Strike three, that is Hamlin's fourth strikeout. And we'll see Rainey Jarrett to the plate on 9-hole for Norwood. And the first pitch, Jarrett sees short pop, almost caught by Hamlin, takes one bounce into her glove. She throws the first for out number three, the third straight 1-2-3 inning for that Knox County defense. And we go to the bottom of the third, Knox County 1, Norwood 0.
During your deepest times of sorrow, Hudson Reimer Funeral Home of Edina strives to provide support and sympathy for you and your family. With compassionate care since 1912, Hudson Reimer Funeral Home and their professional staff are committed to understanding your individual needs, traditions, and customs. Stop by or give them a call at 660-397-2233 for your funeral arrangement questions. Hudson Reimer Funeral Home of Edina, helping families celebrate the lives of those they love. Proud supporter of the Knox County Lady Eagles.
Jen.
I got Phil on the line, and he needs the entire Millbrook account emailed to him. Stat.
Sure.
Well, get on it.
He already has it.
If he already had the files, he wouldn't be on the phone telling me...
Thanks, tell Jen I owe her.
Wait, what? You have it?
Yep, gotta run.
I'm not even gonna ask how you did that.
With speed so fast, you'll think your employees are using telepathy. Help your business take a step forward with Sheraton Valley's advanced solutions. Get a free quote for your business at cvalley.net. Sheraton Valley, we mean business.
Don't forget on Kirk and CentralMoInfo.com, tomorrow we'll have that championship game between Maysville and Salisbury coming up at about 2 o'clock. Again, that is dependent on the first two games before. If one of those, both of them run long, we will be a little bit later. But we will have that championship game between Salisbury and Maysville on 99.9 The Captain and online at CentralMoInfo.com tomorrow afternoon. But right now, here in the third place game, Killian Sports Complex in Springfield. 1-0, Knox County's lead. The bottom of the third, Knox County to bat. Sydney Miller, first pitch she sees, popped up in the shallow center, and coming in to make the catch is Rainey Jarrett for out number one. Katie Hamlin to the plate now. Knox County pitcher, already four strikeouts so far tonight in the circle. And she's had Norwood go 1-2-3. First three innings. First pitch to Hamlin. Down the middle, first strike, 0-1. Peyton Drake in the circle. The delivery to Hamlin. Down low for a ball, 1-1. The 1-1 counts. One down here in the bottom of the third. It's Eagles team with a 1-0 lead and an inside pitch. Hamlin has to get out of the way of that one. 2-1. And the 2-1. Low and just outside, 3-1. Game against Salisbury, Hamlin was 0-3, and she takes the 3-1 pitch high for ball four. So Knox County with a runner on first with one down here in the bottom of the third. Tatum Mason to the plate. She reached first on an error back in the first. Three Lady Pirates errors so far tonight. Hamlin standing on first with one down. Drake, the delivery to Mason. Gets the outside corner, strike one. Oh, and one on Mason. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Hamlin standing on first after her walk. And that was the 0-2. It's a grounder in the hole. It's short. Going over to her right is Campbell. The throw to first. Not in time. All runners are safe. Mason at first. Hamlin at second. On the infield single. So we'll see Riley Strange to the plate. She reached on an error in the first.
Yeah, number 33, Riley Strange.
Strange batting 318 this season. First pitch to her. Inside corner, strike one. Coming off a semifinal loss to Salisbury this afternoon. That was the first state semifinal appearance for Knox County since 2012. And the 0-1, a shot to center, and coming in and misplaying it is Jarrett. And everyone's safe. Everyone advances one base. Hamlin stays at third. She had to be careful to make sure Jarrett didn't make the catch, so she wasn't able to get enough space to round third. So bases are loaded for Savannah Mock. Fourth error for that Norwood defense. And Norwood will have a chat up at the mound. I want to thank Sheraton Valley, keeping you connected, for helping make this broadcast possible. Columbia Orthopedic Group of Columbia, Moberly Area Community College in Moberly, Macon, Kirksville, Hannibal, Mexico, Columbia, and online. Samaritan Hospital, where patients are the priority. Capital Paving and Construction. Check them out online at capitalmo.gov. Northeast Missouri Co-op of Edina and Shelbyville. Pickle Abstract Company of Kirksville. Knox County Abstract of Edina and Schuyler County Abstract of Lancaster. And Herzog Lumber of Knox City. It's a 1-0 Knox County lead here in the bottom of the third. Bases are loaded for Savannah Moth. Only one out. As this Eagles team looks to extend its one-run lead. Mock steps in, no batting gloves for her. Strange, Mason, and Hamlin on base. First pitch, off speed, down the middle, strike one. No one count on Mock. She takes the 0-1 pitch, that's swung on, high pop fly, right field, getting under it is Chadwell. She'll make the catch, and tagging at third is Hamlin, and she'll score. And then moving over on a botched cutoff play by Norwood is Strange over to second. And Mason takes third. So Mock, a sack fly, makes it 2-0 Knox County here in the bottom of the third. Norwood checking over at second base to make sure that Mason tagged appropriately. So Michaela Griffith at the plate, designated player, 0-for-1 tonight. Two runners in scoring position on second and third, still one out. 2-0 Knox County. Griffith calls for time. Excuse me, two outs here in the bottom of the third. And the first pitch, inside corner, first strike. And the 0-1 in the dirt for a ball, 1-1. 1-1 count on Griffith 2-0, Knox County lead. Griffith 4-0-3 on the season. The 1-1, a chopper over to second. Nice play by Dawson into her glove, and the throw to first is in time for out number three. But a run scores for Knox County. They go up 2-0. To the top of the fourth we go here on Kirk and CentralMoInfo.com.
Isn't it frustrating when your phone doesn't work the way you want it to? Well, the same can be said when your back, shoulder, or knees don't work like they used to. That's where we come in at Columbia Orthopedic Group. Count on us to find out what's wrong and do the right things to get you back to health. Call us at 573-443-2402 for your appointment today. We're online at ColumbiaOrthoGroup.com. Columbia Orthopedic Group, defining excellence.
Now that Jacob has finished high school, we're exploring our options, but we just haven't found the right fit yet.
Well, Hannah just finished her first year at Moberly Area Community College and loves it. Jake could knock out his general education classes or enroll in a career technical program at less than half the cost.
Oh, well, they do have a Columbia location on the business loop, and the Moberly campus is only a half hour away.
He could go to MACC for 2 years, then transfer to a four-year college, or get a work-ready certificate and go straight into a career.
Either way, MACC sounds like a smart start.
We'll see the top of the Norwood order here in the top of the fourth. Josie Sullivan to the plate. She was out in the first because of batter interference. Still no hit so far from the Lady Pirates. 2-0 lead for Knox County. And Sullivan calls for time right before Hamlin goes into her windup. Steps out and steps back in. We're set to go. The first pitch. High for a ball. 1-0 on Sullivan. Two errors for Norwood in the bottom half of the third. That brings them to 5 total on the night. And a 1-0. Swing and a miss by Sullivan. 1-1. Count. Hamlin. Working quickly, the windup delivery, and that's a chopper down third baseline. It's scooped up by Dooley. The throw to first misplayed as Sullivan runs towards second as the ball passed the first baseman. And the throw back in will leave Sullivan on second. And it will be a base hit, an error on the throw. Leaves Sullivan standing on second with no outs here in the top of the fourth. Sullivan will get first base hit, but it will be an error on third baseman Daniela Dooley. To the plate now is Marla Chadwell. One now on Chadwell. Sullivan on second. And the 0-1. Laying down a bunt is Chadwell, but it rolls foul down the first baseline. 0-2. Sullivan on second, no one out. 0-2 count on Chadwell here in the top of the fourth. 2-0, Knox County lead. Swing and a miss by Chadwell. Strike three. A fifth strikeout for Katie Hamlin. That'll bring up the Norwood pitcher, Peyton Drake. One down and a runner on second. Drake 0-for-1 tonight with a strikeout. First pitch. Swing foul off to the right side into the stands on the first baseline. Drake steps back into the batter's box wearing 2 black batting gloves. Blue and white helmet. And the 0-1 down the middle, strike two, as Drake keeps the bat on her right shoulder. 2-0, Knox County lead. Norwood, though, with a runner in scoring position with one out. Sullivan on second, the 0-2. Drake fouls it back to the backstop. Count remains. Drake taking a couple practice swings. Step back into the batter's box. Hamlin gets ready. Ant delivers the 0-2. Just outside as Sullivan stealing third, and she does it successfully, sliding in a late throw by Strange. So Sullivan steals third. Now one base away from giving Norwood its first score of the game. Sullivan has her 16th stolen base on the season as she leads this team. And the 1-2 foul back yet again. And the count remains at 1-2. So 16 stolen bases on the season by Sullivan. And she leads this team by a wide margin. Jarrett, number 2 on the team with 11. 1-2 count on Drake. Swing and a miss. Strike 3. 2 outs. And the 6th strikeout by Hamlin. Megan Campbell to the plate with 2 outs, a runner on third, a 2-0 deficit for Norwood. Campbell, the first pitch from Hamlin, inside corner, first strike. Sullivan taking a large lead after Hamlin releases that ball from third. And the 0-1 pitch. This one, a blooper over the first baseline. A nice grab by Sydney Miller on the run. That'll be out number 3. So no damage done by Norwood. We go to the bottom of the 4th. Knox County to the plate next. They lead 2-0.
Do you find yourself unable to get to the doctor because your schedule is so hectic? Total Family Healthcare in Macon is making it easier for you to be seen when it works for you. Total Family Healthcare's walk-in clinic is open weekdays from 8:30 to 4. Now you have the opportunity to see a doctor when it suits you at Total Family Healthcare's walk-in clinic in Macon, making it easier for you to take care of yourself. Total Family Healthcare in Macon, online at smhmo.org. It's free. Capital Paving and Construction is a full-service asphalt paving company that includes asphalt repair, sealing, coating, resurfacing, paving, and maintenance. And here's the free part. Capital Paving and Construction offers a free estimate of your project and strive to accomplish it on a timely basis. They work with your schedule and your budget. From heavy highway construction and DOT paving to residential asphalt, count on the quality of Capital Paving and Construction in Central Missouri with offices in Columbia, Jefferson City, and beyond. Call today for your estimate or go to capitalmo.com.
Bottom of the 4th, 2-0 lead, Knox County, as the Eagles come to the plate. Haley Miller 0-for-1 will lead things off. The bottom, the last two players in the order, Miller and Dooley, will come to the plate, and then we'll see Kinsley Johnson at the top of the order. That'll be the 3 batters up here in the bottom of the 4th. Miller again. Looks like she shows bunt, but she may bring it back again. She does, and chops one foul into the stands on the first base line. She puts her right hand about a quarter of the way up the bat to start things off, so it looks like she may bunt, but she usually pulls it back. The 0-1 pitch inside, 1-1. Blue and white bat for Haley Miller. No batting gloves for the righty. And the 1-1 on the way. Almost swung, but she didn't, but doesn't matter. Ball down the middle. Oh, 1-2 after the strike. And the 1-2. Inside for a ball, 2-2. Two 2-2 on Miller here in the bottom of the 4th. The pitch inside, count is full. No one out, 2-0 Knox County lead. Last year, Knox County lost to Scotland County in the district semifinal. And the full count pitch, down low, ball 4. Haley Miller takes a walk to first. So the 9-0 hitter, Daniela Dooley, coming to the plate with no one out and a runner on first. 0-for-1 tonight with a strikeout in the 2nd. Freshman batting 250 this season. First pitch from Drake. She lays down a bunt, and it's bunted foul. Strike one. Knox County just trying to get any runner into scoring position. As Dooley takes a couple practice swings with Miller on first. That's Haley Miller. And the 0-1 to Dooley. Swinging, and that's foul behind. 0-2. Head coach Zach Short standing in the coach's box, just outside of the coach's box on the third baseline, giving signals to Dooley. The 0-2 pitch from Drake on the way. And that's chopped over to the third, scooped up by Cornelison, and the throw to first in time. Didn't have time to get Miller at second, so a nice throw to first for out number one. Miller standing on second. So top of the order, Kinsley Johnson. She's 0 for 2 tonight. Ground out to second and back to the pitcher in consecutive innings, first and second, and she takes her first pitch foul into the stands on the third baseline. Stands pretty full here for this Class 1 third place game. Everyone bundled up, about 45 degrees outside. It's been a cold day today. 0-1 count on Johnson. Low and outside is pitch number 2 for a ball, 1-1. Haley Miller standing on second base with one down here in the bottom of the fourth. 2-0 Knox County lead. And the 1-1. Johnson takes a high one, 2-1. Two-one count. The pitch inside, 3-1. Conversation now between Drake and Sullivan. Want to make sure they are on the same page for this 3-1 pitch. Also have to worry about Haley Miller standing on second. Some balls delivered to the home plate umpire, and we are about ready to go with 3-1 count on Johnson. One down. And the pitch from Drake. Johnson takes a swing into the gap at left center. It'll drop. And coming around third to score is Haley Miller, and Johnson has a stand-up RBI double to make it 3-0 Knox County here in the bottom of the fourth. She almost had a half swing on that one, but it was enough to find the gap in left center. And Knox County giving themselves some insurance runs here. 3-0. Sydney Miller to the plate. She's 1-for-2 tonight. Singled back in the first. First pitch, a off-speed high for a ball.
Batting number 34, Sydney Miller.
Johnson on second with one down and the 1-0. Miller, a rocket shot up the middle. And she'll stand on first with a single. Johnson standing on third with runners on the corners. We'll see Katie Hamlin come to the plate. Still only one down here in the third place game, bottom of the fourth. Miller now 2-for-3 tonight.
Number 4, Katie Hamlin.
Hamlin has a walk back in the third and a fielder's choice in the first. One out, first pitch from Drake. Outside corner, strike one, and taking second will be Sydney Miller. No throw from Sullivan. And the pitch. That one's a rocket down the third baseline. That will be fouled. Just hitting the left side of that line. And it will be 0-2. Hamlin has the bat to get this done, batting 479 this year. 34 RBIs. She leads her team. Runners on the corners with one down. 3-0 Knox County lead, trying to add on even more here in the bottom of the fourth. Hamlin, a shot into the gap in left center. That'll fall, bounce all the way to the wall. One run is in, and run number two in the form of Sydney Miller walks across home plate. 5-0 Knox County off a two-run double by Katie Hamlin. Hamlin now extends it to 36 RBIs on the season. Still only one out here in the bottom of the fourth. Tatum Mason to the plate with Hamlin standing on second. Mason, one for one with a walk in the first and a single in the third. She got on with an error in the first and a single in the third. And she's got Hamlin on second. First pitch she sees, a grounder into center. Hamlin rounds third. She heads home, and she will score. And a single for Mason, an RBI single to make it 6-0 Knox County. Riley Strange to the plate with Mason standing on first base. The floodgates have opened for Knox County. Four runs here in the bottom of the fourth. They have that 6-0 lead on Norwood. Strange seeing her first pitch from Drake. That's curve to the outside, ball one. One oh count on Strange with Mason standing on first. 6-0 Knox County lead. 1-0 pitch. And that's a fly ball left field. Copney can't catch up to it, and that'll bounce to the wall. Rounding second and coming to third is Mason, and Strange will have a stand-up double. They will rule that a hit. As Strange over to second. Mason now at third. And Savannah Mock coming to the plate. Two more batters, and we will have batted through the order for Knox County here in the bottom of the fourth. And indeed, a pinch runner coming out for Knox County. This will be Taylor Walker, the freshman, as she takes the spot of Riley Strange. So Walker now, the runner on second. Mason, the runner on third. And at the plate is Savannah Mock. Sack fly in the third, and she flew out to center in the first. Drake eyes the plate. Trying to contain the bleeding here. First pitch. High and outside, 1-0. Two on, one out. Bottom of the fourth. 6-0 Knox County lead. Mock 1-0 count. Pitch. High and outside, 2-0. No batting gloves for Mock. Chokes up on the bat just a tad. And a 2-0. Right down the middle for a strike, 2-1. Mock keeps the bat on her shoulder. And that's a hit. Right field going back and over the head of Chadwell. So one runner will score, and here comes the designated runner, Taylor Walker, across home plate, and standing on third with a two-run triple is Savannah Mock to make it 8-0 Knox County. Michaela Griffith, the only Knox County batter to not have a plate appearance in this inning for the plate. She's got Mock on third, and her team leading 8-0 here in the bottom of the fourth. righty Griffin. First pitch from Drake. Outside corner, strike one. And the throw back to Drake got away from her. She got lucky that Campbell was there to backstop it, or else may have seen another run on the way from Locke on third. 0-1 count on Griffith. Here's the pitch. Just outside, 1-1. One-one count on Griffith. A runner on third. The pitch. That one's hard hit to third, past the glove of Cornelison, and that'll score Mock, and standing on first, RBI single for Michaela Griffith. 9-0 Knox County with the lead here in the bottom of the fourth. 7 runs in this half inning. And we have batted all around for Knox County. Haley Miller will come to the plate. She was walked in this inning. Norwood meets on the mound to try to pick up their pitcher, Peyton Drake. Winner of this game gets third place in Class 1 in the state of Missouri, and the loser gets fourth.
Now, batting number 3, Haley Miller.
Don't forget, we'll have the championship game tomorrow on Kirk. Salisbury and Maysville at about 2 o'clock. And the pitch to Miller. Griffith standing on first. It's an 9-0 Knox County lead. And the pitch on the way to Miller. That one's fouled back. Count is 0-2. The 0-2 pitch on the way from Drake. Haley Miller. A rocket shot left field, but this one is playable. And Choteney gets under it for out number 2. So Miller goes 1-for-2 in this inning. And we'll see Daniela Dooley maybe coming up, or we may see a pinch hitter. As head coach Zach Short talking with home plate umpire. Maybe making a lineup change here. We'll see who they decide to switch here. Maybe a pitch runner. Dooley still with a bat. So coming in to pinch hit, I believe, is Lindsay Howe. Indeed, it's Lindsay Howe pinch hitting for Daniela Dooley.
Pinch hitting for North County number 30, Lindsay Howe.
Howe, a senior, 5'3", one of the shorter players on Knox County, takes first pitch ball and the quick throw over the first. Check on Griffith. She slides back safely. One oh count on Lindsay Howell, the pinch hitter. 9-0 Knox County's lead. The pitch outside. 2-0. 7-run fourth inning for Knox County. We've batted around the order already. Griffith on first with 2 outs. The pitch to Howell, and that's fouled behind. 2-1. Two and one on Lindsay Hound, a senior. She's batting 333 this season. She's 1-for-3, 1 RBI, and a strikeout. The lefty swings at the next pitch, 2-2. I guess that was strike 3. So we'll go to the top of the fifth inning. 7-run, bottom of the fourth for Knox County, and they lead 9-0 Norwood. To bat next, you're on Kirk.
With fall harvest comes fall application of fertilizer and hydrous and chemicals. At Northeast Missouri Co-op at Edina, they know as a farmer your time is valuable. They'll help save you time by custom applying dry fertilizer to your fields with variable rate technology and custom applying anhydrous as well as custom applying chemicals this fall so you'll be prepared for next year. Give Northeast Missouri Co-op a call today. Their goal is to help you this fall so you'll be ready for next spring. Remember, service is a priority at Northeast Missouri Co-op in Edina.
The significance of school is something that reaches beyond education. School is a place where young people learn, encourage each other, and grow into adults. That is why the Board of Education, Administration, Faculty, and Staff of Knox County Schools in Edina are so proud of their students. These young adults support each other in sporting events, academics, and in their individual walks through life. Keep up the good work, students. The Board of Education, Administration, Faculty, and Staff of the Knox County School in Edina are proud to support the students of Knox County.
We go to the top of the fifth with Knox County leading 9-0 over the Norwood Lady Pirates. Sierra Cornelison to bat. And that's a short chopper to third, picked up by Dooley. The throw to first, not in time. The throw brought Sydney Miller off the bag. She had to extend for that one. And obviously we don't have replay, but certainly that would be worth reviewing if we did. As Zach Shore talks with home plate umpire about that call. Sydney Miller apparently was brought off the bag on that throw. It was just out of the reach to her right, and she had to go full extension for it, which brought her toe off the bag. So standing on first with an infield single is Cornelison. Norwood needs all the breaks they can get here as don't need the plate. Coatney 0-for-1 today with a strikeout in the second. There's a meeting on the mound between Strange and Hamlin. Talking strategy with a runner on and no out here in the top of the fifth. Comfortable 9-0 lead, Knox County here in the third place game. Swing and a miss on Jade Coatney. That'll be 0-2 on Coatney. And the 0-2 pitch from Hamlin. Outside, 1-2. Cornelison on first. Coatney at the plate, a 1-2 count. Hamlin winds and delivers. Foul back. 1-2, the count remains. Norwood beating Dora in the district championship 4-0 to get to the state tournament. And the 1-2, that one's hit down the first baseline, but it will be ruled foul. Just to the right of that first base bag. And we'll do it again. 1-2 count on Coatney. So Hamlin in the circle gets ready for the 1-2 pitch on Coatney with a runner on for Norwood and no out. Top of the fifth. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Coatney goes down swinging. Seventh strikeout for Katie Hamlin. So Kiara Cornelison to the plate. One down and one on for Norwood is Cornelison at the plate. First pitch high for a ball. 1-0. Sierra Cornelison on first and here at the plate. 0-for-1 tonight is Sierra Cornelison. 1-0. And a half swing chops it foul off to the first base side. 1-1. One. 1-1 count. One down here in the top of the fifth. 9-0. Knox County lead. Pitch high for ball 2-1. The check throw over to first, not in time. As Sierra Cornelison slides back in safely. Hamlin gets ready for the 2-1. The pitch just outside 3-1. Norwood one out. Needing some runs to at least make their way back. 9-0 deficit as the 3-1 pitch is fouled behind. 3-2 count is full. So a full count on Sierra Cornelison with Sierra Cornelison on first. And the pitch. Inside corner, strike three. Sierra thought that was going to be a ball. She moved out of the way. Home plate umpire calls it strike three. Two down here in the top of the fifth. Cassie Chadwell to the plate, 0 for 1 tonight. Strikeout in the third. First pitch, swing and a miss. 0-1. Chadwell, a 323 hitter. The 0-1 pitch inside, 1-1. And throw over to first, and taking off for second is Sierra Cornelison, and she'll slide in safely as the throw from Sydney Miller at first a little too late. Smart move by Strange to throw it to first as Cornelison took off at the last second. And so a runner in scoring position now for Norwood with two outs. The 1-1 pitch, high pop fly behind the plate, and Strange cannot get to it as it bounces off the netting. 1-2 on Chadwell. Cornelison on second. Eagles up 9-0 on the Lady Pirates. 1-2 pitch. And that hits Chadwell, and she'll take first. Rainey Jarrett now to the plate in the 9-hole. Meeting on the mound right now for Knox County, and it seems like Chadwell hurting a little bit. It hit her in the left arm. She's certainly favoring that right now as they come out to check on her. We'll take a 30-second break here on Kirk. 9-0, Knox County's lead over Norwood, top of the fifth. Two outs. We come back in 30.
When the unexpected happens and you need an auto body shop you can trust, call Hunter Body Shop and Auto Sale of Edina. They will work with you and the insurance company to ensure the job is done correctly. They also offer 24-hour towing service. Stop by or give them a call at 660-397-3346. And don't forget to ask about their custom exhaust work and restorations you would like made to your baby on wheels. Hunter Body Shop and Auto Sales of Edina, where you can add more life to your car.
It'll be Reagan Kelly, the pinch hitter for Sierra Cornelison on first as Cornelison gets checked out in the dugout. At the plate is Rainey Jarrett. It's an 0-1 count on her, and the pitch is outside, 1-1. Two outs and two on for Norwood here in the top of the fifth. They're down 9-0. Trying to claw their way back. And a 1-1 to Jarrett, fouled behind, 1-2. Knox County coming off of its third state semifinal appearance in school history. And it's a 1-2 count on Jarrett with two runners on and two outs. The pitch is high and outside, 2-2. Jarrett 0 for 1 tonight. Rounded out back to Hamlin in the third. And Hamlin gets ready for the 2-2 to Jarrett. The pitch. High. Ball three. Count is full. A walk here will load the bases for leadoff hitter Josie Sullivan. 3-2 count. Two outs. The pitch from Hamlin. Inside corner. Strike three. Gets Jarrett looking. The ninth strikeout for Katie Hamlin. And we go to the bottom of the fifth. Knox County to the plate. They lead 9-0 here on Kirk.
Whether you are remodeling or building new, stop by Herzog Lumber of Knox City. Herzog Lumber sells lumber, hardware, Valspar paints, Simitin, and Geldwin windows, and does window screen repair. And you'll find everything you need to construct that new pole barn. From the beginning stages to the finished work, the knowledgeable staff at Herzog Lumber in Knox County can fix you up. In fact, Herzog Lumber is the only lumber yard in Knox County, open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, and Saturdays until noon.
If you've ever bought or sold real estate, then you know one of the most important people to have on your side is your local abstractor. It's the abstractor's job to tell you the history of the home, property, or building you are about to purchase. Knox County Abstract in Edina and Pickle Abstract Company in Kirksville take pride in doing their jobs professionally and accurately for you. They are there to help with all your abstract and title needs. Stop in today at Knox County Abstract in Edina or Pickle Abstract Company in Kirksville, where you will get fast and friendly service.
And we're back here to start the bottom of the fifth inning.
Playing the cool sounds of the 60s, 70s, and early 80s, this is
99.9 The Captain. And yes, we are on 99.9 The Captain. CentralMoInfo.com as well for this third place game. 9-0 Knox County lead over Norwood. We will have the championship game for Class 1 tomorrow at about 2 o'clock. Salisbury and Maysville, the two teams to play for the title. That will be on Kirk as well and online always at CentralMoInfo.com. At the plate, Kinsley Johnson, and she gets one past the second baseman into right center field for a base hit. Hard hit grounder, and Johnson now standing on first with a leadoff single. Sydney Miller to the plate. Miller is 2-for-3, a double back in the fourth. She comes to the plate with yet again another runner on. The bats have come alive for Knox County in this one after being relatively held in check against Salisbury this afternoon. And the first pitch to Miller, high and outside, 1-0. Count on Miller. No batting gloves for her. And the delivery from Drake. Low, ball two. 2-0. Cold night tonight in Springfield. No wind, really. About 3-mile-an-hour winds. And that certainly could have made it a much worse night weather-wise. 9-0, Knox County lead. Runner on first for this Eagles team here in the bottom of the fifth. And Sydney Miller will call timeout. And a 2-0 pitch. In the dirt, 3-0. Count on Sydney Miller. The pitch. Right down the middle, strike one, 3-1. Count, and the pitch from Drake on the way. In the dirt for ball four. And we'll have runners on second and first for Katie Hamlin to the plate. Hamlin, one for one. She had a fielder's choice in the first, a walk in the third, a double in the fourth. And she comes to the plate with no outs and two runners on. First pitch to Hamlin. Down the middle, strike one. A 1-1 count on the Knox County pitcher. The pitch to Hamlin, right up the middle. That was stopped by Drake. The throw to first will be in time. Good reflexes there by the Norwood pitcher. And everyone but Hamlin advances one. So a runner on second and third now for Tatum Mason. One down here in the bottom of the fifth. Miller to second and Johnson to third.
You're riding with the captain, Kirk.
And there's a meeting at the mound. And all the players coming out into the circle. Talk with their head coach, Lori Drake. I want to take this time to thank some of our sponsors for helping make this broadcast possible. Sheraton Valley, keeping you connected. Columbia Orthopedic Group of Columbia, Moberly Area Community College in Moberly, Macon, Kirksville, Hannibal, Mexico, Columbia, and online. Samaritan Hospital, where patients are the priority. Capital Paving and Construction, check them out online at capitalmo.gov. Northeast Missouri Co-op of Edina and Shelbyville. Pickle Abstract Company of Kirksville, Knox County Abstract of Edina, and Schuyler County Abstract of Lancaster. And Herzog Lumber of Knox City. So one down here in the bottom of the fifth, 9-0 Knox County leads. Runner on third is Johnson. A runner on second is Sydney Miller. Riley Strange at the plate. Excuse me, that is Tatum Mason. First pitch to Mason. And a chopped blooper caught right in front of second base by Marla Chadwell. Crowd number two. Infield really in right now for Norwood. As Riley Strange to the plate.
Now batting number 33, Riley Strange.
And now the infield backs up a little bit. Runners on second and third. Two outs for Strange. 9-0 Knox County lead, and Strange calls time. Peyton Drake gets ready. The first pitch to Strange on the inside corner. Strike one. 0-1. On Strange with two runners in scoring position. Two outs. The pitch. High. 1-1. You've got Miller on second, Johnson on third. And a 1-1 on Strange. The pitch from Drake. And that hits Strange on the left arm. She'll take first base. So the bases are loaded for Savannah Mock. Mock, 1-for-3 tonight. She had a triple back in the fourth that scored two runs. And we will get a check on Strange as she awkwardly holds her left hand down. So Taylor Walker will come for Strange to pinch run. She did this last inning as well.
You're riding with Captain Cool, 99.9 FM.
9-0 Knox County lead, two outs. Bases loaded for Mock, and her first pitch goes for a ball. One oh, the pitch down the middle for a strike, 1-1. One one on Mock, two down, bases loaded. The pitch, a chopper to third as it rolls into the glove of Cornelison. The throw to first just in time for out number three. A nice throw from third by Cornelison. And we'll go to the top of the sixth, 9-0. Knox County with the lead as we come back.
During your deepest times of sorrow, Hudson Reimer Funeral Home of Edina strives to provide support and sympathy for you and your family. With compassionate care since 1912, Hudson Reimer Funeral Home and their professional staff are committed to understanding your individual needs, traditions, and customs. Stop by or give them a call at 660-397-2233 for your funeral arrangement questions. Hudson Reimer Funeral Home of Edina, helping families celebrate the lives of those they love. Proud supporter of the Knox County Lady Eagles.
Jen,
I got Phil on the line, and he needs the entire Millbrook account emailed to him. Stat.
Sure.
Well, get on it.
He already has it.
If he already had the files, he wouldn't be on the phone telling me...
Thanks, tell Jen I owe her.
Wait, what? You have it?
Yep, gotta run.
I'm not even gonna ask how you did that.
With speed so fast, you'll think your employees are using telepathy. Help your business take a step forward with Sheraton Valley's advanced solutions. Get a free quote for your business at cvalley.net. Sheraton Valley, we mean business.
9-0 is the Knox County lead here to start the top of the sixth over Norwood. And it will be Jesse Sullivan starting the top of the sixth, the leadoff hitter for Norwood in the one hole as well. Meeting on the circle for Knox County, broken up as each player goes back to their positions. And we're ready for some softball. Sullivan 1-4-2 tonight. First pitch from Hamblin is fouled back. Oh and one. Oh one count on Sullivan. Hamblin the delivery. And that's smacked foul off to the right, out of play. 0-2. 9 strikeouts tonight by Hamblin. Looking for some double digits here on the 0-2 count. Pitch to Sullivan. Swing and a miss and a high fastball. The 10th strikeout for Hamblin tonight. So we'll see Chadwell. Marlon Chadwell, the designated player. 2 strikeouts, 0-2 tonight. And the first pitch from Hamblin inside. Chadwell almost threw down a bunt. And that hit Strange a little bit awkwardly, but she's able to shake it off. One down, top of the sixth. 1-0 count on Chadwell. 9-0, Knox County's lead. Chadwell lays down a bunt, and coming up to grab it is Hamblin. The hard throw to first is in time. Good defensive play there by the Knox County pitcher. 2 down. Peyton Drake to the plate. Pitcher against pitcher. Drake 0-2 with 2 strikeouts. 2 down, top of the sixth. The pitch from Hamblin to Drake. Outside, 1-0. One and oh count on Drake. The pitch, swing and a miss. Strike one. 1-1. Hamblin seems to be getting in a bit of a groove here. She has struck out 3 of the last 5 batters she's faced. 1-1 count on Drake. 2 outs. Hamblin, the delivery. High. 2-1. Base is empty for Norwood. 9-0 is Knox County's lead. Two one to Drake, and that's a grounder to short, misplayed by Mason, and getting on to first will be Drake, and she'll run over to second as it was ball slowed down getting into left field. Campbell had to run to grab it. So with 2 outs, a runner on second now for Norwood. That'll be an error on Mason. Second of the night for Knox County. Knock that up to E6. Megan Campbell to the plate. The seniors 0-2 tonight. With Drake on second. First pitch high for a ball, 1-0.
Now batting number 55, Megan Campbell.
Nine nothing Knox County lead. 2 outs, top of the sixth. Campbell, a short pop-up to short. Mason grabs it for out number 3. So we go to the bottom of the sixth. Knox County to the plate. They lead 9-0 here in this third-place game on Kirk and CentralMoInfo.com.
Isn't it frustrating when your phone doesn't work the way you want it to? Well, the same can be said when your back, shoulder, or knees don't work like they used to. That's where we come in at Columbia Orthopedic Group. Count on us to find out what's wrong and do the right things to get you back to health. Call us at 573-443-2402 for your appointment today. We're online at ColumbiaOrthoGroup.com. Columbia Orthopedic Group, defining excellence.
The 60s, 70s, and early 80s are found on The Captain.
Now that Jacob has finished high school, we're exploring our options, but we just haven't found the right fit yet.
Well, Hannah just finished her first year at Moberly Area Community College and loves it. Jake could knock out his general education classes or enroll in a career technical program at less than half the cost.
Oh, well, they do have a Columbia location on the business loop, and the Moberly campus is only a half hour away.
He could go to MACC for 2 years, then transfer to a four-year college, or get a work-ready certificate and go straight into a career.
Either way, MACC sounds like a smart start.
Nine nothing, Knox County's lead over Norwood, and Knox County to the plate to start the bottom of the sixth here in the third place game on Kirk and CentralMoInfo.com. Ben Wittenstein with you here. And we'll be on tomorrow as well, Salisbury-Maysville for the championship. As the first pitch into Michaela Griffith is a strike, 0-1, the Knox County designated player. Griffith 1-for-3 tonight, a RBI single back in the fourth as she takes second pitch high, 1-1. And a pitch from Drake, a hard hit ball into right field, just past the glove of Dawson. And Michaela Griffith starts things off with a single here in the bottom of the sixth, her second base hit of the night. Haley Miller to the plate. 1-for-3 tonight. Runner on first, no one out. 9-0, Knox County's lead. They can add on to it here at the bottom half of the sixth. Miller looks like she's showing bunt. Pulls it back at the last second. Pitch inside for a ball. 1-0. Griffith on first. The 1-0 count. The pitch to Miller. Again, a chopper to third. A nice scoop by Cornelison, and she'll throw to second to get the lead runner in Griffith. Crowd number one. Fielder's choice for Miller as she stands on first.
Daniela Dooley
to the plate. 0-for-3 tonight. On first is Miller. The pitch to Dooley. That's inside, just over the head of Dooley, and the check throw over to first, not in time. One and oh count on Dooley. One down here in the bottom of the sixth, and a runner on first. The pitch inside corner, strike, 1-1. One and one. One down, the pitch from Drake. Swing and a miss on an off speed pitch, 1-2. Dooley swing just a tad early on that one. One strikeout so far on the night, Peyton Drake, and a 1-2, a grounder to third again, picked up by Cornelison, and she'll get the lead runner at second for out number two. Miller out at second, and Dooley on first with that fielder's choice. Top of the order for Knox County, Kinsley Johnson to the plate. First pitch, outside corner, 0-1. On Johnson with two down, bottom of the sixth. 9-0 Knox County lead. And the 0-1, high for a ball, 1-1. One pitch. Pop up. And coming in to make the catch is Sullivan for out number three. So we go to the top of the seventh, 9-0, Knox County's lead when we get back at 60 seconds.
Do you find yourself unable to get to the doctor because your schedule is so hectic? Total Family Healthcare in Macon is making it easier for you to be seen when it works for you. Total Family Healthcare's walk-in clinic is open weekdays from 8:30 to 4. Now you have the opportunity to see a doctor when it suits you at Total Family Healthcare's walk-in clinic in Macon, making it easier for you to take care of yourself. Total Family Healthcare in Macon, online at smhmo.org. It's free. Capital Paving and Construction is a full-service asphalt paving company that includes asphalt repair, sealing, coating, resurfacing, paving, and maintenance. And here's the free part. Capital Paving and Construction offers a free estimate of your project and strive to accomplish it on a timely basis. They work with your schedule and your budget. From heavy highway construction and DOT paving to residential asphalt, count on the quality of Capital Paving and Construction in Central Missouri. With offices in Columbia, Jefferson City, and beyond, call today for your estimate or go to capitalmo.com.
And we go to the top of the seventh from Springfield, Missouri, here from this third-place game between Knox County and Norwood. 9-0 is Knox County's lead here in the top of the seventh from Killian Sports Complex at Killian Stadium Field. And it's a bat for Norwood. Sierra Cornelison. Cornelison is 1-for-2 today. Norwood has struggled to score runners. And the 1-0. Cornelison pops it up, playable, shallow, and it's caught by Hamlin for out number one. Winner of this one takes third place. Hamlin already with 10 strikeouts tonight, and she has been phenomenal in the circle. Only given up one hit so far tonight. Jade Choteney to the plate. Pitch outside, ball one. Want to know count on Choteney with one down here in the top of the seventh. Norwood needs 9 runs to tie it up, and a grounder to first. It's scooped up by Miller, and that will be called foul. It was just to the right of the first base bag, and so the count remains, or those two, 1-1. 1-1, one out. The pitch. A pop fly behind home plate coming in is Strange, and she makes the play right in front of the backstop. 2 outs. Ira Cornelison to the plate, and she is the last opportunity for Norwood to get some runners on base and some scoring going. Norwood down to its final out. First pitch, inside corner for a strike to Kiara Cornelison. Cornelison 0-for-2 tonight. Strikeout in the fifth and a flyout in third. 0-1 pitch. And this is a line drive, a bouncer to second. The throw to first will do it. Knox County wins third place.
Don't have a transmitter?
We
do. 99, the captain.
9-0 will be your final score. One hit given up by Katie Hamlin. We'll take a quick break and be back with your final stats and player of the game coming up.
With fall harvest comes fall application of fertilizer and hydrous and chemicals. At Northeast Missouri Co-op at Edina, they know as a farmer your time is valuable. They'll help save you time by custom applying dry fertilizer to your fields with variable rate technology and custom applying anhydrous as well as custom applying chemicals this fall so you'll be prepared for next year. Give Northeast Missouri Co-op a call today. Their goal is to help you this fall so you'll be ready for next spring. Remember, service is a priority at Northeast Missouri Co-op in Edina.
The significance of school is something that reaches beyond education. School is a place where young people learn, encourage each other, and grow into adults. That is why the Board of Education, Administration, Faculty, and Staff of Knox County Schools in Edina are so proud of their students. These young adults support each other in sporting events, academics, and in their individual walks through life. Keep up the good work, students. The Board of Education, Administration, Faculty, and Staff of the Knox County School in Edina are proud to support the students of Knox County. When the unexpected happens and you need an auto body shop you can trust, call Hunter Body Shop and Auto Sale of Edina. They will work with you and the insurance company to ensure the job is done correctly. They also offer 24-hour towing service. Stop by or give them a call at 660-397-3346. And don't forget to ask about their custom exhaust work and restorations you would like made to your baby on wheels. Hunter Body Shop and Auto Sales of Edina, where you can add more life to your car.
Welcome back here to Killian Stadium Field in Springfield, Missouri, where Knox County, the winner, and they will win third place as Norwood right now getting their trophies for fourth place in the state. Knox County will get theirs next and medals as well. We go through some final stats for you. Kinsley Johnson, the leadoff hitter, 2-for-4. The night with a double and a single. Sydney Miller, 2-for-3 with a walk in the fifth and two singles. Katie Hamlin, a tremendous game in the circle, 10 strikeouts for her. And she also went 2-for-4. Tatum Mason going 3-for-4. Riley Strange reached on a double in the fourth and reached on two errors, one in the first and one in the third. So she went 1-for-1 with a double in the fourth, hit by a pitch in the fifth as well.
Yeah.
Savannah Mock, 1-for-4. Michaela Griffith was 2-for-4. Haley Miller went 1-for-4. And Daniela Dooley went 0-for-4. Those are your final statistics. For Knox County, we do have to name a player of the game. The player of the game is brought to you by Farmers Insurance, the Jeff Freeman Agency in Moberly. For all your insurance needs, auto, home, and life, we'll give this one to the starting pitcher for Knox County, Katie Hamlin. The senior, tremendous job in the circle for her last game with Knox County. 10 strikeouts, one hit given up, no runs. She was also 2-for-4 for the night with a double and a single. So Katie Hamlin is your outstanding player of the game, brought to you by Farmers Insurance, the Jeff Freeman Agency in Moberly. For all your insurance needs, auto, home, and life. That'll do it for us here from Springfield. We'll be back tomorrow, like I said, for the championship game, Salisbury-Maysville. We'll have that around 2 o'clock right here on 99.9 The Captain, or online at centralmoinfo.com. But from Killian Sports Field tonight, 9-0, Knox County with the win over Norwood, and Knox County it's third in the state of Missouri. For Mark back in the studio, I'm Ben Winstein saying good night from Springfield.